This is Coast Community Radio. With the tenor guitars galore, I've got 2, 4, 6, 7 tenor guitarists in the studio with me. You can hear them in the background. I am thrilled and delighted. This is Coast Community Radio. Where else could you possibly hear and do such an amazing thing? It is 2:59, and it is time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. 6104 or online at AsterStreetOperyCompany.com. I do want to mention, before we get into this hot and heavy, that there are actually lots of other things going on in your neighborhood. If you don't make it to Astoria, I want to be sure to mention the Odd Couple female version, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, in Il Waco at the River City Playhouse. And one of our esteemed programmers is one of the stars. So do make sure, that's Lynn Hadley, of course, do make sure to catch that. World Kite Museum is Bob Milne tonight from 7 to 9. Coaster Stone Soup, the musical with local students at 7, continues Saturdays in June, 8 o'clock at June 8th and on at noon. Riverbend Players, The Curse of the Hopeless Diamond, that's Mystery Dinner Theater, Friday and Saturday at 6 at the Tsunami Grill. And the Voodoo Room is featuring Jeremiah Clark. Perhaps you heard him this morning on Albert's Folk Show. He's 9 to 11 at the Voodoo Room in Astoria. Ham Radio Convention Seaside, Friday to Sunday at the Seaside Convention Center. And the Adrift Hotel, the Shelburne, the Bridgewater, all Sweet Basils, they have music all weekend, much of the week as well. And Imogen and the Cannon Beach Gallery have gatherings tonight. And the From the Water to the Woods, 125 Years of Rail, is in Il Waco at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum tomorrow night. Three-Legged Torso at the Coaster. Sou'wester is celebrating a year anniversary. Congratulations, Mazel Tov. Ruby Feathers will be there. Sunday night, she'll be at the Fort George. Cannon Beach Gallery, Boats, a brand new exhibit curated by Noel Thomas with a 5 to 7 opening. And River Sea is having an opening for Jill McVarish tomorrow night, 5 to 7. You heard her last week here on Arts. Dissonance and Harmony should be great. You know, you can fit a lot of these things in all at once. Well, not at once, but simultaneously or consecutively. Vino's Manzanita guitarist John Silliman, Redmond Hall Art Sale, Gallery 504, Trails End, Seaside Art Walk, all tomorrow, and the Labyrinth Walk is Sunday, and the tenor guitars are here for you. Thanks for being here. Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Take it away. Okay, now I did a recount, folks, too, because recounts, we do those in this town, and they always get better when we win, and we won this time. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8 tenor guitarists, and
it's a world record.
Well, you know, for the promo for this week, I wrote that this show, Arts Live and Local on KMUN, will feature the largest gathering of tenor guitars ever heard on KMUN, Coast Community Radio, and in the world.
How's that?
And you guys, the tenor guitar gathering is happening all over town. They had a wonderful day yesterday. I just had a great lunch at Bridgewater listening to Banana. I put my hands on my ears and I heard him loud and clear, well, soft and clear, I should say, and he's in the room with us. And then I think they were on the trolley this morning. Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Okay. Well, now you're going to have to bend down if you talk, if you speak words.
Okay, so. How's this?
Into the mic, wise guy, into the mic. Just leave it. Yeah. So what what have you guys all been doing?
Well, we came into town, we took our tenor guitars out of our cases, and we tried to go to each of the places that Mark Joseph selected for them to go to.
And whatever became of Mark Joseph? Oh, that is the voice of Mark Joseph that you're hearing right now. And Mark is the crazy guy who thought that this could happen. And by golly, not only did it happen, but this is the fourth year of the Tenor Guitar Gathering. And it's very, very exciting. So I would like to introduce all these people. I tried writing down names. Now let's see if I can get it right here. Yeah, right. I'll just point to you folks. If you're listening on the radio, just look into your radio and you will see. This is a handsome group of people. Now, I have to admit, out of the eight, there is one minority person, and hello. A little higher, higher octave.
Hello.
That would be Jean Mann, who is not the only woman tenor guitar player, however, the only one here in the studio with us. Jean, where are you from?
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Barry Truta.
That's right. That's me. Yes.
And Barry, where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver, up in Canada.
Up in Canada. That Vancouver. And you play with Ron Usher. And Ron's been here before.
Yeah, delightfully back in the KMUN studio,
right,
for the second year in a row.
That's right, because you've been here before. Barry, have you been?
No, this is my first year, and I am just enthralled. I didn't realize I had company in this world, and turns out there are other tenor guitar players.
Oh, so this
they
is
all felt that
so
way.
This is kind of a therapy group too.
Yes.
Is that it? You are not
that
alone, kind of thing. While we're at it, let's see. We have Brute Force staring at us right there. That would be Brute Force Media, of course, who did that gorgeous poster that you've seen around town, and that's Easy Mark. Hi, Mark. What do I call you, Easy or Mark?
Sure, you can call me Easy.
Well, are you?
Just don't call me Ray J.
Okay, whatever that is. And Mark's got what's his?
His handle is the 10-finger czar of the tenor guitar.
There you go.
He took everything. Easy Mark, the 10-finger czar of the tenor guitar. He took all the monikers for himself.
I see. And we really have no idea who you are. Where do you come from? Where did you come from?
Fresno.
Fresno. Okay. We have a Fresno person here at the station.
The Milan of the West.
Yeah. Something like that. Okay. And we heard from John Lawler, who is the gave us a solo there. And John, you're from Philadelphia, is that right?
I live in Morristown, New Jersey now. But yeah. And I was born and raised in Philly, and I worked with the string bands and stuff out there.
Could we tell you're from Philly? Listen to that accent. His accent's even more stronger than Barry's, who wasn't even born in North America. Philadelphia takes it this time. And you grew up playing not tenor guitar?
No, banjo. I started with banjo, because the string bands have all banjo players, tenor banjo players mostly. And I joined those things as a kid, and it was a great thing because they took you everywhere, and it was like got to see the country. And
when you say a kid,
really,
what are you talking?
Well, I was 12.
Talking a kid, yeah.
Yeah, so I was in there for like 7 years, 8 years, something like that, and then I switched. See, I wanted to do other kind of stuff, like more swinging stuff, and the banjo just wasn't conducive to that, because when you play a banjo, you got dink. Bink, bink, blink, blink. And then, you know, so I wanted to do something.
I can hear the phones ringing now from all those banjo.
Yeah, right. So I wanted to do something else outside of that, you know. Something else that swung more.
And did you know about the tenor guitar?
No. How did I find out about these? I don't know. I actually don't remember exactly the first time I picked one up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I had a guitar. It was like a Sears model. And so I strung it to the tenor tuning. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was the first one to make the tenor guitar. I do remember doing that, and I don't remember having another one before that, so I guess I did it myself.
Well, John was the first guy I ever met who played tenor guitar. Around 1973, when I was 23, and John was maybe like 20, it was the first tenor guitar. And I just kept it in the back of my mind. So
you hadn't been familiar with the tenor guitar?
Not at all. I'd never seen one. And he was such a great player. As young as he was playing Wes Montgomery. He could do anything on it that I was really impressed. And, lost touch with him and got back in touch only recently. And this is a really big deal for me to have him come out of here from Philly and perform.
That's great. So you're here specifically for the festival, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
More of a spectator this time. Like most of the people here have been doing it for the last 4 years.
Yeah. You know what?
And I'm here as
John.
Just watching.
John,
more.
There's no such thing as a spectator. This is not a spectator sport.
It is not.
You're here.
Not.
You've got one of those things in your hand.
Yeah.
You're part of the game. So.
But John is one of the featured performers tonight.
Oh, good. Okay, that's right, because how many people are performing tonight? Do you know yet? Or?
Yes, I do.
You better know by
Seems
now.
To be flexible.
Yeah,
you know?
I think around 6 tonight and 6 tomorrow night.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's going to be fabulous. This is happening at the Astor Street Opry Company Playhouse, 129 West Bond, and that is from 7-ish till 10-ish. And since this is a KMUN event, I get to even give you the prices, because as those of you who listen know, we don't do prices on public radio. However, unless it's a benefit. So it's $15 per night, but it's $25 for the two nights. And I bought my ticket last week when I had Mark here. I said, I want my tickets. So I highly advise you to show up. Get a ticket, relax, bring an instrument, right? Can they bring instruments?
They can bring one, they just can't play it.
I'm so sorry. Who was that? Somebody else I invited on this show, and he said, I only lip sync. You can play. Okay, we also have Mitchell Desjarnets.
Very well done.
Is that good?
Yes.
Let's get that
yes,
mic over there.
One of the few that can get it the first time.
Oh, wow. Well, I worked on it, Mitchell. So where are you from?
I'm from Seal Beach, California.
Oh, my gosh. I know Seal Beach.
Oh, goodness.
I have a brother who used to live there.
Really?
Now he's in Long Beach, but we'll talk. We'll talk.
The little town that time forgot.
So is this your first year here?
It is. I've been trying to come up for the last 2 years, and I finally was able to put all the pieces together.
Well, how did you find out about it?
I got an email from a gentleman named Mark Joseph who said, I see you joined the Tenor Guitar Registry, and where do you live? And I said, Southern California.
And he said, me too.
He said, can you come up and play? And it all snowballed from there.
So wait, where did you find this registry, though? I mean...
I'll let Mark speak to that. He was one of the founders of it.
Okay. So, but what I'm wondering is, what's your connection to the tenor guitar? Is this your one instrument of choice, or do you play a whole many instruments?
This is my instrument of choice, and I'm very much a beginner compared to most of the people in the room.
Okay,
here,
but I'm seeing some other people shake their heads that it is their instrument of choice.
Yeah.
some people shaking their heads the other way, saying, no, I play lots of instruments, but I love this one too. Well, welcome then.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And then the eighth person to walk in, because... they already worked him over. Banana is here. Banana from the Young Bloods, who also is AKA Grandpa Banana, because I guess he is one. Is that correct? Are you?
Certainly is.
You certainly is.
If you got it, flaunt it.
I agree. I'm a grandma. So when did you become a grandpa? When did you become Grandpa Banana, as opposed to regular Banana?
Gus, who's the oldest?
Oh, there's a bunch of them,
gosh.
I see.
I would say about 14 years ago, 14 or 15
years ago. Oh, okay. So did you take that moniker then? Or
No. I'm slow at catching, getting on the train here.
I see.
But it did eventually dawn on me that it was the brilliant way to go.
It's absolutely, if you got it, flaunt
it. And I'm still, I'm waiting. It's going to pay off. I'm sure.
Well, the album, Grandpa Banana, even grandpas get the blues, which is great. And we've been playing from that album. Several of the programmers have. Now, Banana, you've been here how many years?
This is my second year.
Just the second. I feel like I've known you all my life somehow. You know how it goes.
Just familiar, well, looks.
Yeah, something
looks,
like that.
And then they get together and they both look familiar.
It's the curly hair. Yeah. Must be that. Well, it's wonderful to have you. And Grandpa's background is a little better known to some people because he was part of the band The Youngbloods, which I think that was either after my time or before. No, it wasn't before my time. Nobody here is old enough. No. Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. But so what kind of music were you playing then?
Well, some people have categorized it as rock, but compared to the rock that was rocking back then, it was really just music. Songs, you know. Jesse wrote really good songs, and then we all had roots in what is now referred to as Americana.
Yes, I know.
I love that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good.
Because that's what I play, is Americana. And anyway, we all have the same roots.
Since you said that, I'm going to corner you. What does that mean to you? Because
it means everything from Lead Belly to Hank Williams to B.B. King to Roy Acuff to Fats Waller to...
So you got blues, country...
Louis Armstrong to...
Sing, okay. Yeah. Okay, so it gives you one license to do everything in that.
Right,
and we have that program on
so
Saturday.
So you're ancient, it's everything you grew up with.
And on this album, you've got quite a mix here, too. But you do have a couple of your own, you even have a Michael Hurley song here, who's one of our locals these days.
He lives in Astoria?
He lives in Brownsmead, where I do, down the road a piece, yeah.
Is he home?
I don't know. We'll call him.
I think he's in England.
Well, he does travel a lot, it's true. But he does live here. He's one of our claims to
fame. Wouldn't you just know it?
So I would love it if... Now, did you say everybody could play together? I mean...
Here, right now?
Well, let me ask you something.
It's possible.
Are tenor guitars all tuned the same way?
Well, not John's.
Not mine.
No, they're not. There's a lot of discussion about the proper way to tune
you
a tenor guitar.
You opened up a hornet's nest there, ma'am.
But they're all pretty much tuned
in... And I'm the hornet of the nest.
They're all pretty much tuned in fifths, but they're mostly tuned the same way. Banana, his guitar is a little different. There are all different ways to play, but I think we can all play in the key of C. I wanted to mention real quick that there's a luthier exhibit, and there's some great guitars there. A gentleman drove all the way from Colorado and he set up there. There's not a lot of people going over to.
What's a luthier? Tell us.
It's a craftsperson who makes a.
It's non-denominational.
This is a Scandinavian town with a lot of Lutherans, so we do have to get that straight, you know.
I just thought I'd.
Very good. You got your
very luthier than thou.
Guitar builders. Instrument builders. So they have these really interesting guitars
now,
and
where
tenor
can
guitars. It's
them?
At 39th Street Pier at the very end, right before you get to the water. It's at the end near the Coffee Girl. The Rogue Ale House is sponsoring it, which is really nice, and we hope to kind of make that a big thing where people go. Right now we just have lots of instruments, very few people taking advantage of
this. This is something that I think a lot of people would thoroughly enjoy from very many backgrounds, whether you're a crafter, a woodworker, a musician, etc. So it's open until 5 p.m. each day, 11 to 5, so you do need to get down there during that time.
Where exactly is it again?
It's at the end of the 39th Street Pier, behind the Rogue Ale Public House.
Now, this is all in Astoria. There's one venue outside of Astoria, and that was last night. But right now, everything else is going to be going on in Astoria.
That's right.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the best thing to do to get an overview of this is to check out tenorguitargathering.com.
Or look for a flyer around town.
Oh, there are these beautiful flyers. Yeah. Yes, I really enjoyed these. I still don't know who all these people are, but oh, there's Easy Mark. Hi, Easy Mark, and I see, and Banana, you're right here. You got a nice smile on your face. And the Lion Sons, who's that?
That's Josh Reynolds, and he has two other friends with him. They call themselves the Lion Sons because they're all Leos.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Different years, I presume.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can do something together. Good luck. I just want to, in addition to this fabulous music and these eight musicians playing, we also have high technology going on in this room, because not everybody knows the words to songs, too.
Right.
So what do they do, Jean?
They quickly grab a an iPhone and go on Google or whatever phone they have and look for the lyrics and ask the title really quickly 2 minutes before we go on the air, and then pull up the lyrics and then share them in large print by spreading your fingers for these senior citizens in the group. I'm just kidding. Because besides being the only female here, I'm also the only one apparently under 60. Who knew?
Oh, yes, you are.
Like that. Surrounded by handsome gentlemen and
I'm
the youngest.
It's true.
That's not a
bad
thing.
Isn't that lovely? That's marvelous. Well, what I would love to do is, now you guys are on opposite sides of the room. I know you play together, but I'd like to hear some people play on their own, maybe, either ones or twos or however you like
Banana,
to do it.
You want to play something? We'll move
and
over.
Then other people can pitch in if it's okay with that musician, and probably is. So you can, other musicians, you can pitch in the background, and I'll keep, I have control of the mic, so not to worry. So I think Banana's going to take one, is that right?
Yeah, and then I think John Law will take one.
Okay. Thank you. right. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful.
The title of that is Old Ebenezer Scrooge, and it was written by Bill Monroe.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. I would never have realized that either. So I have a question, though, before we leave you. Thanks for swinging that mic. You'd think we have a room full of mics, but we're sharing as good musicians always do. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, so Banana, how did you come to the tenor guitar?
I have played a lot of I play a lot of instruments, and I do love playing them all. But I discovered the tenor guitar probably maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and I guess I kind of came through it through my friend David Grisman, who's been into it for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And through him and, you know, a couple other folks, I started messing around with him. And it turns out, also, I'm a vintage instrument collector, buyer, seller, horse trader, addict.
Uh-huh.
And turns out they've made all kinds of really cool tenor guitars from the late 1800s through the late 1940s. So I kind of got infatuated with that. But then, after playing it for a while, I got this idea about adding this low F string. It seemed just like a perfectly normal thing. You just take a normal tenor guitar that's tuned C, G, D, A, like that, and you add just another fifth down, a low F string. So now you have, sounds kind of good all by itself.
There you go.
And if you just push down a couple of strings anywhere, you get stuff like that. So I tried that out on various things by replacing necks on tenor guitars, and boy, I thought, wow, I'm a genius. How did I think of that? Other people have been thought of it at the same time in other places, but anyway. And then I shortened the scale length, too, because I have little hands, which allows for some, you know, stuff that
pretty
maybe you
fancy
couldn't do
stuff
on the
in
longer
there.
Scale
yeah.
length.
Yeah.
So then I got into that, and that really got a hold of me. And so for quite a while I was bringing it to gigs. Oh, I want to play this tune on that because the voicings are different and it sounds so cool. But, of course, this other tune, well, you have to use a six string for that. Nowadays I go out on my own with only this X.
Oh, wow.
That's all I bring.
Wow. So
he's our hero.
He's our hero for doing that. He's brave enough to go out there. You know, he's a pioneer. If he can do it, maybe we can too.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that old duffer. If he can do it, God, anybody
scorn.
Well,
Grandpa
Tenor.
Yeah, back up for that one.
Do you have like two of them? Like, do you have a backup?
A five-string tenor guitar? Do I have like two of them? Are you like a dozen of them?
Somebody like stole it.
I don't have another one of these. No, if somebody stole this, I would have to knife them and then shoot them and then drown them.
Do it again.
As I said, it's a very friendly group.
Yes, it is.
Everybody's sharing nicely. Playing.
Have an extra one of those. Maybe we can take that for a while.
Right. So, you know, it's interesting, though, because I heard from, I think it was Mitchell who said he feels like a beginner. No, I don't know whether that's true or not, but versus, you know, you and John on the other end, and everybody is coming together and learning from one another, which is really nice, the
atmosphere. Styles are very different. Mm-hmm. The styles are like worlds apart. That's an interesting thing. Everyone plays a different style.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that would be true with any instrument. Wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah, yeah. But
a lot of guitar players sound the same. But of course it would be. You're exactly right. And it's really the hands of the musician that makes the instrument.
And the heart. Yeah. Yes, and the heart. Are there going to be any workshops going on during this weekend?
Does a dog have fleas?
Not
that would
my
be a ukulele
dog.
Talking.
Well,
but, you know.
Banana is giving a workshop, so it's you can get a chance to meet him, hear his you know how he plays, what he's thinking about when he constructs a song. He's given a really it's a rare treat because he doesn't get to this part of the area all that often. So it's you can take a workshop from him and John Lawler. Myself.
So those are tomorrow?
There's three
right?
workshops tomorrow.
Okay.
And they're at the River Zen
Yoga.
Right,
right.
Everybody knows where that is.
Well.
It's on 31st Street in the Columbia River.
Right, it's down on the river.
It used to be at the Astoria guitar company owned by the late Gordon Styler. And this year we're dedicating the fourth annual Tenor Guitar Gathering to Gordo, who passed away shortly after the last one. And but he really helped. He was very instrumental in getting this
yes.
thing off the ground, because he said, hey, use my place, right. No problem.
And Gordo, of course, was one of our...
programmers.
Well, beyond programmer, Gordo was everywhere. He was on the air so much of the time, and just thrilling and delighting, because he had so much music and he shared it, and not just the music, but the background and the knowledge about the music. So
his brother Bill is here.
Oh, really?
Bill
okay.
Styler, and he's one of the luthiers. He doesn't like the word luthier. He says, I just build guitars. Yeah. Don't call me a luthier.
Well, it's a funny word, isn't it, luthier?
Well, it is funny. I'm learning how many people ask me, like, they don't know what it is. I thought one knows what it is.
Because,
so a craftsperson,
because
guitar
most
builder.
People don't know what a lute is either, so where does luthier come in? But that's another story. So this is happening tomorrow, Saturday. Okay, I see here on the paper, 2 to 3 is Mark Joseph's, 3 to 4 is Banana, and 4 to 5 is John Lawler, and that's all happening at River Zen Yoga.
And if you're not taking the workshop,
today's
you can
Friday.
Go to where Bill Styler is at the end of the
right,
historic
on 39th
Bumblebee
Street. Right, and see the exhibit, which I'm very much looking forward to. I think, yeah, it's kind of like an art show, actually, in addition to being the instruments.
Yeah.
But that's tomorrow. Today... don't forget, 7 o'clock at the Astor Street Opry, 129 West Bond, an evening of tenor guitars. And then again tomorrow, you get a treat with different people each time.
And the nice thing is, besides hearing really great music, you're also donating a portion of the money to support this great radio station,
woo-hoo!
Which is one reason why we do it. We love this radio station. It's a real station.
And
it's a very valuable thing to us as musicians. So
and Mark puts his money where his mouth is. Mark and his wife actually walked in last pledge drive and handed me a check for their generous membership, and so they really believe in this. It's not just for the occasion. So we appreciate
Thank
you.
That.
Thanks very much. And okay, so let's hear something, John.
We'll
How about that? We're going to bring that
close.
Mic around. Yeah, I know. This is Ron Usher gets a gold star for being the mic mover. And again, I saw that John was playing along on Bananas. So, you know, help yourself, folks. I will keep him featured, but you can all join in if you dare.
Yeah. Getting a terrible rattle here. You hear that?
Okay, and talk about different styles. Yes, siree. So we had Bill Monroe, and then we had some jazz. I'm going to see if, let's see. Well, I'm going to see. I thought there were, do we have some folks here from Rain Magazine?
Rain Magazine?
Okay, well, send them in. We figured we already have 8 people in the studio. We're going to swing that mic up.
Crowd squeezed.
And we're they're not staying too long. They're going to come in and tell us quickly. Now, this is in tribute to the fact that it does rain here a little bit. And so why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kat Lloyd, and I'm a student up at Classic Community College.
And your companion?
This is my teacher, Nancy Cook.
Ooh, Nancy Cook. I think we all know Nancy Cook. Hi, Nancy Cook. Nancy is not only the teacher up at the college, she's also the editor, publisher of Rain Magazine. But she also is a Fisher poet and runs a stage there, and an Alaska girl, and the mother of Izzy. Those are her main traits, I would say. Last night we celebrated Rain Magazine's, what year is this?
43, I'm thinking. I remember when we did 40, but like my own age, okay. I'm losing count. It's like 43 or 44.
That's pretty convenient, Nancy. I'm losing count. What the hey? So you brought out this fabulous magazine. And what is Rain Magazine? There are a lot of people in this room who have no idea because they don't live here.
Here, I'll give them one. Rain Magazine is a long-standing publication of Clatsop Community College, but it's really a community publication. This year, I would say about 20% of the work is students, if you count the illustrations, and then the bulk of the work is poems, fiction, essays that were submitted by community members. And we've really built our capacity to showcase visual art. So there's a lot of photographs and some fine color paintings.
Artists,
Kat has a picture in there this year.
I made a painting, and it's in there too. So an honor.
And who decides what goes in the magazine?
You want to tell them about that, Kat?
The whole staff does. We get presented with these huge stacks of submissions of writings, and we have to read every single one before we come to class, and then we sit down and actually have a little editing session where we go around and talk about the ones we like, some ones we didn't like, and we vote. So it's a majority vote of what gets in.
Is it blind? In other words, do you have names attached to the
piece? We don't know who's submitting. And sometimes we're sitting there talking about somebody's poem who's actually in the room.
Ooh, wow. That could be a little bit awkward, couldn't it?
It is sometimes.
It can be. So the staff, when you use the word staff, you're talking about these are all the students, basically.
All the students, yeah.
What's the name of the class, Nancy?
It is Writing 270 Literary Publications. And then there's a co-requisite that Lucian Swerdloff teaches. It's called, what is that one called?
It's a computer graphics class.
Yeah, it's a graphics for literary publication class. And yeah, it's so offered every winter quarter. This year we had 14 students, which was wonderful.
So the students learn to also put together a very high-class magazine. It's a very classy. And you can pick those up where?
They are going out as we speak. They'll be on campus at the bookstore and at the CCC library, and then at our various business patrons. Rain Magazine is increasingly supported by all of our wonderful business patrons. So
the community.
Astoria Co-op, Blue Scorcher, River Sea Gallery, Astoria Coffee House, Three Cups. We put them out at our patrons. And we have a lot of new seaside patrons. Mm-hmm. So Rain will be all over the historic Gilbert District, Dragon Heart Herbs and Natural Medicines, Geno's, Cannery
Pier. So let me
Pier.
Ask you, if somebody wants to find out more, is it on a website anywhere, or can they call
Tell us. You can Google on Rain Magazine and Clatsop, and you'll go to our website pretty easily.
Okay, so Clatsop as Clatsop. That's the name of our county, Clatsop County. And Rain Magazine, we all know what rain is around here. So fabulous. Well, last night was a great joy, as it is every year.
It really is.
It was wonderful listening to everybody read their own poetry.
Right. Read their poetry and the paintings and photographs on the walls and standing.
160 people at the reception last night.
Oh, wow.
Huge thanks to Fort George. We've could not have done that many people up at the art gallery, so that was really cool.
That's great. Okay.
Larkin played his flute. That was a sweet moment.
Well, next year, maybe if you do it at the same time as the tenor guitar, you can have some tenor guitarists come in and play for you. You never know.
That would be cool.
All right. Well, thank
you. I've never seen your studio quite so full.
I know.
Way to go.
It never has been. This is kind of like a Volkswagen or a telephone booth. We just figured might as well pack it in even more.
Squeeze them all in.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carol. Thank you, everyone who supports RAIN.
Nancy Cook and Kat Lloyd from RAIN Magazine at Clatsop Community College. So there are lots of things in this town that can be supported. And, well, they many of them, not all, but many of them do touch on the arts. And the one that's going on this weekend, the one that we're featuring this weekend, is the Tenor Guitar Gathering. Tenor Guitar Gathering has for the first year at Tenor Guitar Foundation. Is that right, Mark? What's that about?
Well, a lot of people said, you know, you need to start a nonprofit if you really want to keep it going. So we did. And it's an Oregon nonprofit. It organized in December. And it makes it a little easier because people are more willing to do things for a foundation. For instance, Eddie the Manhattan Minstrel Davis, who is Woody Allen's tenor banjo player, donated a couple of his instruments.
Wow.
So when we sell them, the money goes to the Tenor Guitar Foundation, which helps to pay for the musicians and the advertising.
What do you mean when you sell them? Where are you going to be selling them?
They're at the Luthiers. So you can go to the Luthier exhibit.
Oh, you didn't tell us that part.
There are some of the Warren Ellis guitar that was donated by Eastwood Music. It's a four-string electric tenor guitar. Warren Ellis is an electric tenor guitar. I think he's Australian. And also, Calibrand ukuleles donated three ukuleles for a movement that we are calling Ukes in Fifths. So the Ukes come tuned CGDA or GDAE. Mm-hmm. And we have some of the, we have three of those donated. I took one out of the box and somebody bought it.
Right
one,
away,
two, three.
Huh?
So
oh, wow.
It's very interesting.
Okay, folks, again, this is the Luthier exhibit.
Maybe we should call it something else. You come up with a better name.
I'm just having a little trouble with my tongue on that. Yeah. But it's at 39th Street and the Water, the Rogue Ale, part of their establishment. And it's open till 5 today, and then tomorrow and Sunday, 11 to 5. Don't miss it. Okay, so who else do we have who could solo for us?
Easy Mark, the 10
Easy
fingers
Mark.
Are
the 12. Okay, let's pull that a little bit closer to
another instrumental.
Sure, do another.
You can,
instrumental.
Or you can sing. No, you can sing. It'll be fun to sing.
This is a national tenor guitar.
Yes, it is. We can
metal
hear
body.
That. I had to look around because I heard one was standing out from all the others, and I went zoom right to it because it reflects. Okay, Mark.
Well, one of my themes, I think, is to appreciate that not all the best songs were written in English, but this song would come under Americana because it's from the early period in California.
Me vuelvo loco, me vuelvo. samba, seria immortal. En la muerte me olvidaría. Dime esto, niña, será verdad. Tus labios tienen el mismo brillo de la Granada. Y tu sonrisa, cual el arpegio de ruiseñor. Cuando me encuentro, oh bella niña enamorado, me vuelvo loco, loco, me vuelvo de tanto amor.
All right, nice. Very nice. Very
what
nice.
Does the world care if I should die in your arms tonight, my angel of love?
As long as you don't die in the studio, I'm fine. That's okay. Thank you so much. That was Easy Mark, the 10-finger czar of the tenor guitar. God, yes. I had to write that one down, but I'll have it. Yeah.
So, red, white, and Blutsky.
Do you play a bunch of other instruments as well?
I play fiddle. I play mandolin. Okay. I play guitarron.
Guitarron.
Yes, but I played the tenor guitar for 40 years.
How did you come across it?
I can't remember. I think I just got disgusted with the tenor banjo. I wanted something with some sustain.
Yeah, there you are.
Well, you definitely have sustain on that national, though. Is that common? Or
I had to look for this for 30 years.
Yeah. It's the first one I'm seeing. Mark, have you seen?
I have seen some others because I've been around a lot of guitars, but it's a beautiful
Ooh,
one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
Very, very nice. It's funny because I have a song that's almost like that, except it's not in Spanish, but it is an instrumental.
Would you like to play that one?
I would. I make a mistake every time. But maybe this time I won't.
Wait, you make a mistake when you play it? You know what? We won't know if you don't.
Oh, you will, because you'll know this song. But let's try it.
Okay.
I'll laugh. Everybody. So you'll know where
it is. Or wait a minute.
Everybody. You don't have to point it out.
Everybody else chip in on it, and then you can cover him if he starts messing up.
No pressure.
Oh. Breathe now.
Me too.
It's a great song.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, what's right. Gene?
What's that?
Gene got something for
us? Yeah, I'm thinking Gene.
Gene, that's right.
I do want to mention to people that if all goes well, this show will be podcast on Monday by our wonderful Kathleen in news department, because I don't know how to do it, but she does, and she will put this on our website, so you will be able to listen to this hour-long show of the fabulous tenor guitar. Let's see, what
Will
do we call it?
Archive for eternity.
I don't know about that.
For a week.
No, more than a week, but I'd say pull it off if you want it, just in case. You never know what, you know. So, Jean, what do you have for us? Because you're the one who's different.
I'm definitely the different one here, besides just the girly factor. Yeah.
And the young factor.
Yes. I'm always going to be younger.
Underage.
Anyway, I came to the tenor guitar much later than probably anybody here, but I started off as a singer-songwriter on six-string guitar, playing in six or seven different tunings. So when I found this tenor guitar in a beautiful used guitar shop in Seattle, and my sweetheart at the time bought it for me for Valentine's Day, it pretty much changed my life, and it's become my favorite thing to play, and a ukulele now a little bit as well. But so I tune it differently than everybody else here. It's B-flat, F, C, F, and so I'm going to play you a song called Love Song that is going on my new album that I'm recording right now.
And I want to mention that Jean has been coming to Astoria and KMUN since when?
Since my first album, probably. Yeah. I started writing songs 10 years or 12 years ago.
Okay.
So my first album was probably 12 years ago, and I'm working on my fifth now. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations. Thank you. Let's hear it.
So this is Love Song. I'm going to probably
switch. Jean Mann.
Sorry.
Wallflower on the edge of the room, can't help but notice you. Your heart flutters as you snuggle, crows twinkle round your eyes. And oh, I don't really know if I have the courage to say hello, how you doing, dear? Did fate throw you near my heart? I'm here to bring true love anew. It isn't just a ruse. If it's a dream, I don't want to wake. How I long to take your hand, draw you close to me. I know I'm such a lucky girl to be. Your smile melts my very knees. Butterflies never cease.
So for those of you who play tenor guitar, can you hear the difference in the way she's tuned? Because just if she hadn't said any of that, could you tell something was really weird? I mean, different?
I'd hear it, yeah.
You could hear it. So Jean, you said that the finding the tenor guitar really changed things. How's that?
Well, I mentioned the part about playing the six string in six or seven different tunings because that brought me to, I don't know what to do with this thing that I don't really know what it is, but besides looking like a great big giant ukulele. So I'll just play like I've always written on my six string, which is to play by things I like the sound of. So I don't actually know what the chords are I'm playing. So I would love to be able to play with these guys,
well,
but I can't.
Right,
I don't know what
place.
I'm doing.
You're in the right place. Let me tell you about it. Tomorrow, tonight,
you're good.
Tonight there's a concert from 7 to 10.
I think
7-ish to 10-ish. I think you will. An evening of tenor guitars at the Astor Street Opry Company, 129 West Bond Street. And that is tonight and tomorrow night. And tomorrow, 9 to noon, is the Coffee Girl Jam. That's on 39th Street. And while you're there, towards the end of that, you can head over to the Luthier exhibit. And at 2 o'clock, there is an... And then at the River's End, which is on 31st, those... Coffee Girls, of course, on 39th, is the River's End 31st. There are workshops with Mark Josephs at 2, Banana 3, that's Grandpa Banana, and 4 is John Lawler. Those are all workshops. So, Gene, you can actually workshop with somebody, and they can say, what are you doing, girl? Don't you know there's an easier way? Well, I find...
Well, you know, speaking of those workshops, it's interesting that you brought that up, Carol.
Is it?
Yeah, because I've come up with a workshop that you don't actually have to attend.
Oh.
It's like 27 pages. It comes with a CD that I just made, which basically goes through all the 27 pages. It's you can go to tenorguitargathering.com under tickets, and you can just buy the workshop. And all of the money, 100% of the money, goes to the Tenor Guitar Foundation.
Excellent.
I'm not allowed to make any money.
No. Oh. John, it's not. I'm John. Mark, it's not your style to make money. That's why Mark has to live in L.A. When he's in Astoria, he doesn't make money. When he goes to L.A., that's when he helps pay the bills. So I should say, though, that Sunday, it's still a happening thing. At 9 o'clock till 11:30 at the Coffee Girl again on 39. Which is a charming, outrageously charming place right out on the water. And it is gorgeous
so
and sunny right now, so you can do that. 11:30 to 3 is the Astoria Sunday Market. I guess Renegade String Band is playing there. And also they are playing at the Fort George that night. And they're playing at the tenor guitar, an evening of tenor guitars, so you can take your pick.
Now, I didn't mention who's playing each night, but I can tell you now, Banana will be playing tomorrow night, and John Lawler is playing tonight. Gene Mann, I think she's playing tonight, but and Easy Mark is playing tonight. The Lion Sons will be there tomorrow night. But the reason that most people bought tickets
Double.
For both nights,
oh, yeah.
because
oh, yeah.
you really get to see an awful lot of different styles, and if you have any interest in the tenor guitar at all, you know,
or just
it's
good
really
music.
A feast.
You don't even have to know, you know, just having listened to this, enjoy the people, the music, the attitude, and something unusual. And fourth annual, yet another fabulous festival that's taking hold in Astoria. So Sunday from 3:30 to 7:30, there's a jam and diner at the... Rogue Ale Public House, and that's again on 39th. So there's lots of ways. I guess you rode the trolley, did you?
We did.
We took over the trolley.
And my
dog.
Yeah. And your dog was on the trolley?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
he's
folks, you didn't hear that, right? Yeah. Oh, he's very small.
Oh, no, they welcomed him. I
Did
called the
they?
Chamber first, and they told the conductor, you have to let him on.
Okay. That's great. Well,
we
it's a friendly town. Well, I think unless somebody else has an urge to, we actually forget about it. We're out of time. Thank you. Thank all my guests. My guests, Ron Usher and Barry Truda from Vancouver, B.C. Easy Mark. From I can't remember.
Fresno,
of course. How could I forget?
The Milan of the West.
And Gene Mann from up north, and not too far up north, though, as opposed to John Lawler, who's from all the way from Philadelphia. Mitchell is from
Seal Beach, California.
Seal Beach, that's right. I see if I don't write things out. Mark is from here and there. And Banana, where do you live?
Inverness, California.
Just played there.
Inverness.
Inverness.
Inverness, sounds good.